David Holmes, Historic Scotland Narration Reel. Idyllically situated by a sandy bay, 8 miles north of Stromness, and predating Stonehenge and the Pyramids of Giza, extraordinary Skara Brae, one of the world's most evocative prehistoric sites, is Northern Europe's best-preserved Neolithic village. Even the stone furniture, beds, boxes and dressers, has survived the 5,000 years since a community lived and breathed here. It was hidden until 1850, when waves whipped up by a severe storm eroded the sand and grass above the beach, exposing the houses underneath. Romanesque architectural fragments show that St Bride's Church was built on the site of an earlier building, probably dating to the 1100s. Much of the church we see today was built in the 1300s. This was the Parish Church of Douglas. The good Sir James of Douglas was close friends with Robert the Bruce and is said to have slaughtered English troops inside the church in 1307. Thanks to James' alignment with Bruce, the Black Douglases rose to become one of Scotland's most powerful noble families of the day. When Sir James died in 1330, his son, Archibald the Grim, 3rd Earl of Douglas, modified the church to accommodate his tomb. Sir James' tomb is the first of three elaborate canopied tombs to be found in the church. Its effigy depicts a knight drawing a sword with his head on a pillow and his feet resting on an animal. The second tomb belongs to Archibald, 5th Earl and 2nd Duke of Touraine, who died in 1439. He's depicted wearing robes of state and a ducal coronet on his head, and his feet rest on a lion. The tomb chest below has carved figures, probably representing his family. The third tomb is that of James the Gross, 7th Earl, who died in 1443, and his wife Beatrice Sinclair, who died at some point before 1463. This is a rare double effigy, with the Earl in armour and his wife in a flowing robe. Both have their hands clasped in prayer.